Kansas State Nation. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD of this podcast, Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, here on this Saturday morning here, folks. It is the 18th of December, 2021. We're fastly approaching the new year and fastly approaching a showdown in Bramlage. Kansas State women's team taking on Oregon later on this evening, 6:30 Central Time. Some notes here real quick here. Obviously, I'm going to sneak in this little football note here. Pep Riley, more details to come on that. Probably either in the upcoming week of this show, the Pearl Project Podcast. January 3rd, obviously the day before the Cats football team hit the field. And huge, huge news coming out of there, out of the football side of stuff, involving a certain transfer that we talked about on the podcast just recently. You have to find it. Go back to the recent episodes of the podcast to find that out. So much more on the recent get for K-State and how that could affect K-State offense. Well, I just gave the answer away pretty much. If you know, if you tune into the podcast or subscribe or downloaded the recent episodes, you would know who me and Alex were talking about. Speaking of which, episode 75 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly is out now wherever you get your podcast. So I want to throw that nugget out there. So I just pretty much gave away the answer there. If you know, then you already know. If you don't, then download, subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. If you're a K-State alum, K-State fan, student, or a college football guru. Okay, so K-State, Oregon, 6:30 here later on tonight. K-State rejected starters. I'm just reading this from what I got from the little note sheet. Here are the starters: Serena Sundell, Rebecca Dollinger in the backcourt. Then Jada Moore, that three-guard lineup, actually four-guard lineup, the do-it-all, Emily Ebert, and Aoka Lee. Of course, KStateSports.com recently did an article on Ebert. Very, very good. Nicely done. Getting to know her play, recent good play. And, of course, she's been a compliment to Aoka Lee, and Ebert's going to have to be even better tonight if K-State is going to pull off this upset against Oregon, a Pac-12 opponent, the Lady Ducks, 6-3. Your Wildcats sitting at 9-2 going into this game tonight. Obviously, Oregon, 2-0. 2-0, seriously. K-State has not beaten Oregon yet. The first meeting was in Manhattan a couple years ago. Oregon cruised to an 89-51 win. This was in Eugene. Jeff Meade's record against Oregon, not great either, at 1-3 in his career against Oregon as well. The Cats, going against Pac-12 opponents, the Pac-12 conference, they're 47-49. So they look to get a game closer to 500 in that department at least. This is a big game. Obviously, they play. When you look at the rankings, when the Wildcats have played ranked opponents, the South Carolina, number one team in the nation, they played them very tough. Held the South Carolina to their lowest point total to this point this season. Very impressive defense. And then for maybe two out of four quarters, played NC State very well, but still lost by 20 points. So, and this is actually the first game at home against a ranked opponent for the Lady Wildcats in this game tonight, and maybe it'll be different. And and by the way, Jeff Minnie during the week has been giving out tickets for I believe either free tickets or $1 tickets. I can't exactly remember. I should know better. but obviously K-State led by their center guard duo of Aoka Lee and Serena Sundell. Obviously Lee, 266 points there. That total points coming into this game, our average 24 points a game. That is second in the nation right there. Sundell is second on the team and 20th in the Big 12 Conference in scoring a little over 10 a game. She is second in the Big 12 in total assists with 53 and third in assist per game with almost five as well. Sundell has collected back-to-back freshman Big 12 weekly freshman honors again, back to back. So Serena Sundell off to a tremendous start. If K-State wins this game, they're gonna win this game tonight. They're gonna need Sundell's offense and distribution on point tonight in Bramlage as well. And then of course I talked about a little bit of assist with this K-State team. You look at K-State averaging almost 20 assists as a team per game this season, and it ranks second in the Big 12 in this category. And the Wildcats have 7 players with 15 or more assists so far in this 2021-22 campaign, and that includes 4 with 25 or more points as well. And in the defense that held South Carolina 65, even though they lost the ball game, played South Carolina tough. So, you know, I know Oregon's 23rd in the country right now coming into Bramlage tonight. But if K-State wins this game, they're going to have to rely on their defense, who's been absolutely against outside. And maybe you can throw in South Carolina in here. But outside of NC State, who lit them up with 90 points, K-State has held their opponents to 50, just under 60 points a game, 53 to be exact, and only a 33% field goal percentage and only 24% from downtown. So that is impressive right there. That's the key. That's kind of one of the keys to the game right there is K-State's defense. Can they slow down Oregon tonight in this game? They do that. If K-State can hold Oregon around this margin, maybe I can even take it this further. I have not paid any attention to the women. Well, when it comes to Pac-12 ladies basketball, I don't pay attention that much. But all I know is Oregon's 6-3, and K-State's 9-2, and K-State is playing this game at home. They have not lost underneath Bramlage to this point. So this will be big for the resume for K-State to get this game and really, really stir some things up. Heading into the conference play here in the next few weeks for sure. We're quickly approaching that as well. And then right now, the last line, stat line here heading into this game tonight against 23rd ranked Oregon. Iokalee is the only player in the nation averaging over 20 points a game, 10 rebounds, 4 blocks a game this season. Lee has 3 of those games this season with at least the 20-10-4 mark. And then, obviously, her latest double-double came back against the South Dakota State, where she almost lit South Dakota up 38 points and 14 rebounds, 6 blocks as well. So, all comes down to that here tonight. 44K State, if you can get production from your two gals, plus maybe get a little more third player in the mix. I've been saying that for the last, half these episodes when it comes to basketball here in the Purple Project podcast is, you know, they need that third score. And in the past, you had obviously Christiana Carr, Lee, I'm thinking of Rachel Ranky. That's the person that they're missing right now. They need a third person other than outside of Sundell and Lee. You can get production from Ebert. You can get production from maybe Jada Moore or Rebecca Dollinger or somebody like that. Or I've gone through this episode not once mentioning Glenn Twins. Yes, the Glenn Twins. For sure. I believe one of them is Briley, who's been making a big impact. You can get points off the bench, especially from her, Brindley and Briley. Yeah, that's it. And I think it's Briley right now who has the hot hand off the bench. You get double digits from her in this game. That can go a long way. You got to get this to the fourth quarter. You can get this to the fourth quarter of this game. Anything can happen. I think K-State can do that. You played very well competitively. That's the key. Be competitive. That's what you did against NC State and South Carolina. Can you do that against, yes, they're a 23rd ranked opponent in the country in the ladies basketball. Now you're getting somebody that's kind of on the back end of the top 25. Can you, and you're at home, can you take advantage of that? We'll have to find out and see. 6:30 tip at Brainless, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, Amazon, and more. K-State ladies team, 9-2, welcomes in 23rd ranked Oregon tonight in Bramlage. Hopefully the Cats, Lady Cats, can get it done. And obviously, K-State men taking on Nebraska as well this weekend. We're going to have all the recaps of both of these games and more. This is kind of your mini preview from the ladies' side here for this game tonight in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III saying thank you once again. Remember, if you're not a subscriber to the podcast, you might want to do that before the end of the year rolls around as well. So we're going to do weekly episodes through the new year as well. So looking forward to that as well. And squaring up, more coverage on a daily leading up to the bowl, postseason bowl game for football. I am planning on doing individual matchups. And also the big news surrounding a big time transit for K-State. But right now, I'm going to close it for now before I go any further than that. Thanks for listening to this preview. K-State, 23rd ranked Oregon tonight at Bramlage. We'll talk to you next time. Go Cats! This has been the Purple Project Podcast.